BBC News with Jonathan Izard. A special advisor to the Gambia's new president, Adama Barrow, has said that more than $11 million are thought to be missing from the state coffers following the departure of longtime ruler Yahya Jammeh. Mai Ahmad Fati told reporters in the Senegalese capital Dakar that financial experts were working to evaluate the exact loss. Luxury cars and other items were seen being loaded onto a Chadian cargo plane on behalf of Mr. Jammeh on Saturday night. The White House says it's in the initial stages of discussions about moving the U.S. Embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. On Sunday, President Trump and the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu discussed by phone the Palestinian peace process and Iran. Mr. Trump says talks on renegotiating the NAFTA Free Trade Pact will begin soon. He said he had already discussed the matter with the leaders of Canada and Mexico, and the process would also address border and security issues. 1,200 troops and 500 firefighters have joined the effort to control Chile's worst forest fires in decades. The government has requested international help. President Michelle Bachelet said Chile had practically exhausted its capacity to fight the blazes. Severe weather in the south of the United States has left at least 15 people dead and injured dozens more. A state of emergency has been declared in Georgia, where powerful storms ripped through some areas, damaging homes and uprooting trees. Seven of the deaths were in a trailer park. The Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has replaced the president of the central bank, Nelson Marentes, after weeks of delays in the introduction of new 100 Bolivar banknotes. Delays in the production of the notes have forced the government to postpone the measure several times. And in the Africa Cup of Nations football tournament, the hosts Gabon have been knocked out at the group stage. They were unable to beat Cameroon in their final match, a result which sees the indomitable Lions go through, along with Burkina Faso, who beat Guinea-Bissau 2-0. BBC News.